Hey, Short Porch listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Now batting for the Yankees, number 2, Derek Jeter. Number 2.
Brochus hits one to left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single.
There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
All rise. Here comes the judge. It is Glaber Day. And he is the Glaber of the month.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of the Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports. I am your host, Hubs. On the other side of the laptop in his apartment in Jersey City, Marty Mush. Tommy is doing a tournament at Barstool right now. Unavailable. Unfortunately, I do feel like he would have had some good takes, although I don't think he really could have watched today. Yeah. So, at the end of the day, he can miss one. I don't know if me and you, Marty, have ever done...
Maybe one,
but we'll see where this goes. I think we're going to have very similar takes with stuff. Noah is on the ones and twos. The Yankees just, again, have fucked up on the opportunity to sweep a bad baseball team. And now you want to say the Yankees are a bad baseball team themselves. Sure, they've been shut out 3 times in 13 games, which they've never done. They haven't done since 1912. And how about that stat where they weren't called the Yankees back then? Or the Highlanders.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, that's insane. That's what we're doing here. That was in the dead ball era. Like, this is
like this lineup. That's upsetting.
It's the second fewest runs scored all time in Yankees history through this amount of games.
That's good. That's a good start. Hey, you know, look at the positive. We're 7-6 when it's the worst stat.
Wait, I may have fucked up. I didn't say that. It's the second, on the flip side of this, the second fewest runs allowed all time in Yankees history through this point. So the pitching has been beyond elite, and yet they're here at this record.
That's what's frustrating because 7-6. The pitching's been so good. And it's just like, and if you technically, you can't be disappointed in the series because they won the series.
Oh, you can, though. You can.
No, but you should be because for the same thing as last year, we just could not. We refused to sweep teams. Refuse.
The people that are going to say, like, this was a successful series are the same people who are okay being a wild card team in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to win these. And it would have been so nice, especially because last year they went to Detroit and got swept. In Detroit, yeah. It was like one of the rock bottom moments of the year. And they had that awful, like, I think we actually went to Green Rock or maybe me. I don't remember. I remember being at Green Rock and watching the Tigers walk that game off. And it was one of the worst losses. There were so many of those losses last year, but that was one of them. And this series, they didn't score a lot of runs, but they grinded games out. And then today, Monty shoves his dick off. The offense has to do that thing where they just utterly refuse to acknowledge him as a human being. Never mind like a really good pitcher who just puts the team in winning situations every time he pitches. And they just refuse to do anything for this poor. There's no way like he talks to the players, right? Like Monty should just ignore everyone who plays offense. I would never say a word to them after this.
No, it's it always seems like it is that they find one pitcher that they say fuck you to. Like, we're not giving it to you.
It's
we're
typically not, him.
It's usually him, is right. Yeah, but it's just like, you got to feel bad for the guy because he keeps fucking pitching well. And then it's like, what the fuck are we doing? It's just, it was one of those games today where I was watching. It's just like, you felt it. You're like, every time it felt like it was so hard to get a hit.
I wonder if, like, imagine like Monty's just a bad guy.
That's the only thing that makes sense. But the thing is, we met him and he was so nice.
He was so nice, so kind, so like soft spoken, just a normal guy from, he went to South, you know, he's a Gamecock. Imagine he's just like the devil and they're just like, fuck this guy. Just behind
closed doors is a piece of shit.
The only explanation, they read a stat in the post game about like his run support. I don't remember it, but it was something insane of how many of his last like 23 starts they've scored like three, four runs. It's like none of them. It's just,
I can't sit here any longer. I need to hear your take on this intentional walk.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I think you're going to have a different take to me on it.
If you think that was disrespectful, you should go fuck yourself.
Oh, good.
What'd you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to be like we should just, like, you should have just pitched to him.
No, it's second and third in a one-run game with two outs, and you have a lefty on deck who Litke, I believe, has pretty good numbers against. I almost want to think Meadows was like, oh, Meadows also had a terrible series. I don't think he had a hit to that point. And it's a righty Hall of Famer at the plate. You walk that guy every fucking time. You don't even think twice about it.
And I said in my tweet, I was like it's second, third, 12th. Why the fuck would I want to pitch to the guy just because he has he's going to get his 3,000th hit. He's going to get it at some point. Why do I want to give it to him now when there's two men on?
Meadows was career 0-for-5 against him. I think Miggy was 0-for-1. So
yeah, so that makes 0-for-5
with 3 strikeouts. So, like, I mean, yeah.
Sue me. On Twitter, I was like, oh, of course we're going to intentionally walk one of the best hitters in the league. He might not be one of the best hitters in the league now, but he's still a fucking legend that he's got 3,000 hits for a fucking reason.
3,000 hits and 500 home runs. So, like, yeah, there,
why would I want to count on that guy?
You can count on one hand how many people have done that.
We didn't intentional walk him 3 times. He could have got hit before that.
Yeah, I mean,
hate people on Twitter just because they hate the Yankees. It's like, oh, how stupid is this?
If you want to, I mean, you just show how much baseball knowledge you have if you just say out loud that they should have pitched to him, because there's no rational baseball move that says to pitch to Miguel Cabrera in that spot. Just don't. I don't give a fuck about your moment. Also, the fans. I think I saw tickets today on the Game Time app. You could have bought them for $15 to go to the game. So it's not like these guys are shelling it. And there are a lot of empty seats. Let me tell you about that. I know there were some devoted people there. No problem. Chris Castellani, he was begging for a hit. You got also 3 more games to go to. Like, they're home all weekend. He's going to get the hit in front of his home crowd this weekend unless he goes on a crazy slump. But it's not like they're getting the road tomorrow and he's just going to do it on the, because he did, I think he hit the 500th home run on the road. So it's like, that would be really, that would suck for him to do it both on the road. He will get this at home. And you can go tomorrow too, probably for $15. So like, you can just do it again on a Friday and you'll get drunk after because you don't have work the next day. It's actually, the Yankees did Tiger fans a favor. Let me say that. Yeah. How about that? You get to celebrate now on a Friday.
I'm just looking like, the amount of people are being like, oh, it shows how much baseball you watch. I think that's just like literally knowing baseball, you fucking twats. Just
yeah,
because
it's actually,
I said it and because you don't fucking like me and you don't like the fucking Yankees, you go shove it up your fucking ass, because this is what baseball is. Would you want to out at every base or just one base, you fucking cock rags? Tell me which one.
Also,
and
lefty,
the guy's
lefty.
A really good hitter.
The best was Lauren was asking me like why they walked him, because she was watching as well. And me explaining lefty on lefty base open to her was, she's like, I was like, this is going to go over your head, but I'll explain real quick. And she goes, yep, went right over my head. No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, lefty, lefty, like, oh, what the fuck does that mean?
she was like, oh, wait, so if it was a righty, they would have thrown him strikes? I was like, yeah, basically.
Yes. It's just stupid where it's like, it just, people's only the Yankee, so it's like, oh, like, why wouldn't they do it? It's like, it just makes sense.
I also understand Tigers fans for booing, like in the stadium, of course. Like, that's fair.
Of course you do. I would make the biggest deal out of it. And that's why I also understand some people. I just don't like when people are like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, yeah, well,
no.
That's just like, I know, like, that's just baseball. But I also know if, like, Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit and they walked him, I'd be fucking fuming.
Yeah. Let's also, why didn't Aaron Hicks dive for the ball?
Bro, that was my next thing. I watched the replay. So I watched that happen, and sometimes you're like, oh, like depth, was it called depth perception?
Depth perception. You don't, yeah, sure. I agree. Yeah.
I saw, all right, maybe that. And I watched like when they run through the game after on Yes, and I was like, this motherfucker just did the fake dive. He did the fake, like, oh, it's,
he did like
far.
A lunge. He did like a half,
and it was,
lunge.
He lunged and almost got it.
I didn't under, Curry was confused too. He's like, it looked like Litke and Meadows thought he was going to dive, and then he just didn't. There's two outs in the fucking eighth inning. A team that can't score runs, lay off the ball.
And he was like, he was running fast for it too. It wasn't like he thought it was going to drop, like, let it
he
go.
He was like, I know they made the note that he was playing back, but like, he was close enough there to do something other than the fucking half lunge.
Yes, 1,000%. I don't know why you full out dive for that, because then if you miss, it's like, it was a blooper, so it wasn't going to go far anyway.
Yeah, and I'm sure – right, and I think Gallo was there to back him up. And right, you're right. It's not like it's a line drive and it's going to go to the wall. Like, it's
and Gallo, blooper. And like, even though he didn't dive, he still missed it, and Gallo was right there anyway.
Yeah, also, wait, was Miggy still in the game? Because he's at first there, so he's not obviously – did they pinch run for him? Let's see. They did not. So it was Miguel Cabrera at first base. So you have to know that – no matter what, he's not scoring from first on that.
He's barely getting the third.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That was so dumb to me. The good things happened and bad things happened in this series. That's a blanket statement, I guess. But
but Tuesday, I know exactly what you meant.
Yeah. Wednesday, I actually thought was one of the more pleasant baseball games we've had so far this year. Tuesday was not in the slightest, although good things happened with our guy. But let's focus on the immediate here. Thursday, Yankees are shut out. It really comes down to that eighth inning, right? So Monty pitches great, only gives up the one run. The bullpen does its job. Eighth inning, Donaldson, who didn't play today, which is fine. First of all, by the way, credit to us for bullying the computers into producing a consistent lineup for a change. The whole series, the 1-5, was unchanged. That's how it should go.
The computers are trying to buy us into a pinstripe next on Sunday.
They heard you calling them a pussy, and they were like, yeah, okay.
They want their pinstripe back.
Yeah, a little masculinity maybe out of the computers there. So Donaldson, he did not get the start today, though, which I thought was whatever. He hasn't been, like, on fire or whatever. Give him a day. Marwin plays, sure. He pinch hits in the eighth inning. Rips a double down the line. Awesome. I believe he had horrible numbers. I think he was like 2-for-20 against Erod career lifetime. Fine. Understandable. Comes in against a different guy. Rips a double. Pinch run for him. Glaber comes in. Pinch hitting for Trevino. He muscles out an infield single. First and third, nobody out. Beautiful. Let's tie this baseball game up here. We got the best guys coming to play too. Aaron Hicks, leadoff hitter. And what I tell you, Marty, why hasn't he gotten his pinstripe?
Well,
answer the question, Marty. Why isn't he
got a sack fly the game before?
Sure. In big moments with the men on base, the guy is the worst situational hitter in the world. And what'd you see? First and third, nobody out. One of the worst at-bats of the season and a fucking infield pop-out. That is that set the stage for everything to fall apart. Right
infield
there.
Pop-out is worse than a strikeout.
It's worse than a double play.
Yeah.
I would have taken a double play in that spot, man.
Yeah, it really is.
That killed them. And then, that's no excuse for the next two guys to get out, but Rizzo grounds back out to the pitcher. They brought Soto in there, who's nasty, and then Stanton grounds out to the first baseman, and there goes your fucking rally. And it all starts with
first
Hicks.
And third. You're first and third with your top of the lineup up. You have to score a run. No doubt about it.
And the way DJ's swinging, if he's leading off, and I want to lead off, I do understand Hicks getting on base. Sure, you can keep him there now. But the numbers are already starting to come back to life. Like, I'm just saying, what's he fucking hitting now? 270. The 378 OBP is good. But I'm saying, like, he's not a 360 hitter like he was in the midst of this hot streak. Like, that's just not him. He's a career 220 hitter. He's going to come back to earth. And when that happens, people aren't going to want him to lead off. It will be DJ LeMahieu at some point, who is hitting 300 at the moment with a 391 OBP. DJ's hitting the fucking bait. DJ, it's really nice to have a healthy DJ LeMahieu. Isn't it? 8-game hitting streak now. Love it.
I love DJ so much when he's just locked in and, like, he's even showing a little of emotion and shit. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, today was one of those days. Couldn't get the fucking run in as fucking per usual. His team's brutal at that. Not great. A guy that is coming through, though, and I don't like to suck my own dick here. Don't like to do it. But I said that Isaiah, I think the road, being on the road, will alleviate some. That guy's hitting the baseball. That guy actually woke up on the road like I said he did. I kind of, like, don't feel shitty anymore when Falefa comes at the plate. I like falafel. It's nice to see that average back up to 282. He's never going to be a power hitter. The OPS will never be good, but he's on the team to play good defense, which he has played good defense lately, like really good defense, I think, and to make contact. And they believe it or not, the Yankees executed a hit and run today. Yeah, when is the fuck?
Why isn't the hit and run still around?
Why is it or isn't it?
Isn't it?
Because everyone strikes out.
It's just such a good, like, you think it should work every time. Every time. But you were right. I'll give you that. You said he needs to get a little bit away from
Yankee Stadium is fucking scary. I can't even imagine what it's like for him. Listen, he's got to start hitting at home, though. But hopefully this allowed him to, like, relax a little bit. I like his stance. I like Colt Falefa's stance of the play. Looks like he knows what he's doing. Putting
it's
the ball
out. For him to play too in Detroit, because it's like playing at my D3 baseball games when all the parents show up, because it's like 14 people there and that's it. So
there were some empty sections there today. It's a work day, but, like, you can get off from Miguel Cabrera. Come on.
I don't know, man. Would you take off of work, waste 20 vacation days for 1 o'clock Tigers game? I wouldn't.
I mean, how many happy moments do Tiger fans have, though?
That's exactly why I'm not wasting a fucking beach day over for the Tigers.
I mean, he gets that hit, though. That's their biggest moment since they were in the World Series.
Well, then, again, like you said, Tiger fans should be thanking us that we walked them.
You're going to have a great Friday celebration, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
by the way, let's
talk about everyone on the weekend.
Let's talk about this real quick. And this pissed me off, but it, of course, didn't happen, so it's fine. The Tigers, it was announced before the game, had planned, if he got the hit at any point in the game, to just stop play and do a ceremony in the middle of the game. Oh, and it was a long enough ceremony planned that they told Montgomery, hey, you can go throw in the tunnel during this. So, like, this wasn't a 5-minute thing. What are they doing? A half hour ceremony middle of the game?
Yeah. That so I was kind of because you guys were mad about it and I was like kind of iffy on it, but the fact that they told him that he can throw downstairs, what fucking, like, do it after, like, I could understand, like, when they when you get your first hit, they get the ball, they go give it to you, it's a whole little thing, like maybe 3 minutes, that's fine. Like, what happened, like, Derek Jeter's, like, when he hit his home run,
5 minutes, that's all that, no, and I'm fine with that. And
5 minutes is fine.
5 minutes isn't enough where Montgomery has to go throw somewhere else, like in the tunnel. What happened?
I want to know. I can't wait to watch what his celebration is now.
It's going to be – are they bringing out a podium? Balloons? Like, what's going on here?
If he fucking gets his 3,000th hit and then does his speech, like, to the fans in the third inning, would be unbelievable.
Imagine. Could you imagine they put him in, like, a cart and he goes around the stadium?
That'd be dude, imagine, though, too, like, all right, it's ninth inning, they're down three.
Yo, it almost came to that moment today.
Yeah, like, or, like, they're down 3-1 and he hits a single. All right, now it's 3-2. but he has to do a whole speech. And like, just that would be a great tactic, though, to tire out the pitcher, like to get the pitcher cold.
And all the reason why I hated it, I was like, yeah, are we just going to fuck Montgomery's start here? Luckily, Montgomery just pitched like a fucking man today and just got him out and was like, yeah, I'm not doing this whole fucking thing. This is not happening. But I mean, like I went through a few of these. So Steph Curry's 3-point record that he just hit, 3 minutes they took to honor him. And then play started again. 3 total minutes. He had the most threes of all time. Barry Bonds' record-breaking home run was like 7 minutes. Barry Bonds did make a speech. He got the microphone and made it. But that's all also time a bigger, home run record.
That's a bigger deal.
But still, 7 minutes. If it's a 7-minute celebration, I'm cool with it. Like, I don't think Montgomery has to fucking go in a tunnel and throw.
He could literally throw like on the side real fast.
Right. You telling him he has to, like, what are we doing here? A 15 minutes. You get the hit, you're at the base. You get the long standing ovation, all your players come up, dap you up, and then you return to the field. That's all that to me, and that's a 7-minute ordeal. That's what happened with Jeter. Took 5 fucking minutes for that to happen. He hugged everyone on the field. He tipped his cap a million times, 5 minutes. I don't know. Am I really being a fun sponge here? But I'm trying to act rational.
Like, no, I think that's right.
He can't be having a podium.
Yeah, it's also like, it's a fucking, how much can you celebrate? 3,000, like, good for him.
It's a big, and plus he's like, you can count on a hand how many people have hit 500 homers and 3,000 hits. It's a major, and like, you don't know, the next guy who might get 3,000 is like Altuve. It was going to be Cano for a little bit. He's not going to get there, but it's probably Altuve, and we're years from that. So like, it's a big moment. No, I'm not trying to clown on that, but we gotta be reasonable. Do the ceremony tomorrow if he gets it, or after the game for the fans that were there or whatever. Don't do a mid-game.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. I like you. Like you said, I cannot wait to see what they actually do when he gets this hit.
Yeah, I'm excited to see.
Like they do imagine they do a fucking flyover with like F-22s. He's on a horse. It's just picturing a lot.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all 4 refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Moving along, let's talk some bad. Gerrit Cole. I don't know what to really
say. You go first.
That was his worst start of his career. It was the shortest start of his career. And the first inning was good too. The second inning is the most pitches ever thrown in an inning. He didn't finish the inning. He walked 4 guys. He walked the bases loaded, I believe, for the first time in his career. He could not throw a strike. None of his pitches were competitive. He has no confidence behind anything he's doing at the moment. He's completely lost. I honestly think it's more mental than anything at the moment. Like we saw last year in the second half of the year, he had that stretch post where they banned all the sticky stuff. He had a stretch where he was dominant. He had the complete game shutout in Houston. Like that was post the sticky stuff thing. And I'm not trying to tell you that he can go back to Houston Astros Cole. Go back and look at videos of him striking people out. Even go back to that, the Cleveland Indians at the time. They were the Indians, not the Guardians. The playoff game where he struck out like 13 guys. You could see like the movement on his pitches, the movement on his fastball, the break on his breaking pitches. Just all different than what it is now. But he still proved to us last year he could still pitch at a high level. Can it be consistent? That remains to be seen. But he's not this pitcher. And I think he's completely lost trust in everything he has, his stuff. It's still there. He's ticking up at 99, 100 miles an hour, but there's no confidence behind anything he's doing. And I think, honestly, the only thing that can save him at the moment is Matt Blake. And Matt Blake has done wonders with this whole pitching staff. He's transformed, you know, a guy like Clay Holmes who couldn't throw a single strike with the Pirates is all of a sudden one of our greatest weapons out of the pen. You know, like he's done this, you know, he added a changeup with Loaisiga. You know, he's doing wonders with Michael King. Can he fix Gerrit Cole? Can he toy with Gerrit Cole's stuff? And this is crazy too. When Matt Blake's brought on, right? He probably never thought in a million years he'd have to worry this much about a Gerrit Cole. And now it's probably his number one worry. It's crazy.
So, what do you think? I think you're right. I don't think it has anything to do with his mechanics. I don't think it has to do anything with him. I think he's completely fine in that realm, but it's mental, because we were texting after the game. We watched the post game. I never have been more depressed. Even Za was over during. He goes, "This guy just had the worst game of his career. Stop asking him these things." And I understand that they have to, because
it's such a Za question.
It was just so funny. He's like, "Stop being so mean to him." And I was like, but I'd never see, like, he started off fine, but then he just like would take 20 seconds to answer the question.
Dude, he'd sit there with a bill of his cap covering his eyes.
He couldn't see him.
He went like 10 seconds one time without saying anything.
I thought he was going to cry.
I was like in awe, like you watching. I was like, this is now, I will say, he cares, you know, Garrett Cole cares. And I think that that's something. It's not everything. You got to pitch fucking better, dude. But it's a start that he cares, because we've had people in the past who sucked and don't seem to care. Garrett Cole cares. Garrett Cole knows how much money he's getting paid. He wants to perform at that level that you thought you were getting from him. Maybe he conned his way through that, but he cares. He does not like being the laughingstock of baseball. I think he knows what people are saying about him, and that's getting to him too. I think you said that to me in the office the other day, but like, I you know what it is to me too? If you go watch Astros starts with him, even if you go watch that playoff start I referenced against Cleveland, the like swagger and demeanor he had on the mound when he would strike people out, like he had a strut, he had like a fuck you to him. He's got none of that right now. The body language, like legit, he just looks like if he gets a strikeout, he's almost like shocked he struck the guy out. That's just not, it's almost, I don't know, like if he's got to just fake that and try and like convince himself he can get strikes again, or maybe he needs to shrink. I don't know, but something's got to change here mentally with him, because it's very bad at the moment.
He needs to shrink, because one, I was like I said, on the couch, I'm like, please don't cry. Well, we won't be able to come back from this. Two, during the game when he walked two people, I think he went behind the mound, took a squat, and like started thinking. Like that's when you know he's not good, because it's like all right, fuck you, give me the ball. It's like, okay, what's going on? Like I'm fucked. I can't find the plate. And in the press conference, he did also say, he's like, I want to be perfect. I'm trying to be too perfect and perfect this, perfect that. That to me is like him thinking like he's listening to what people are saying. Like he sees the, I know I got $300 million. I need to be perfect for these people or it's not going to be worth the money. Like it almost felt like that, because it looks like the pressure of the outside's getting to him, because we're in fucking April. And
he usually dominates earlier in the year. Like
yeah,
last year, April, I mean, he was cooking. Granted,
no pressure right whatever, at all. It's where we're playing the fucking Tigers in April. We'll be
playing the Tigers with half a stadium. Like, come
on, we beat them still with.
He also has insane numbers against the Tigers in his career, like one ERA, undefeated, all this, whatever. Yeah. You know what I was thinking just now, though? Remember when we interviewed Clark and King in spring, and we were talking about what it's like being around Cole and all this, and how, remember he made that comment about, you know, like they had dirt on their pants or whatever and all this. And they were like, he's just, everything he does is perfect. Like the, even when he takes a squat or like he does a knee lunge, it's just the perfect like angle. I feel like that speaks more to like everything he's just used to is being so perfect, all the conditions, all that. And then one thing kind of just goes off and his whole brain just fries. Like,
yep.
He's very easily bothered.
Which is not like he came. That's almost where like I respect Shohei when he was like, I'm not going to the fucking Yankees. Like, that's just too much pressure almost. Like, you come to you, if you're easily bothered, this is a bad place for him. Bad.
I don't think it's that he can't handle it. I just think it's just so weird when the game happens, everything's kind of got to go. If one thing just goes wrong, everything falls apart.
And the thing that went wrong. I'm not sure if you just said, but the thing that went wrong was he had a good first inning. And then fucking what's his name threw the ball at his feet and hurt his elbow. And it was also weird too. If you noticed during the game, they kept panning to him.
Yeah. Because they know
on the bench. Like, oh,
they know.
It's been a little bit. Well, like, maybe he should go throw with something.
But he did throw. That's the thing. He did throw. He was throwing on the side. It's just like, you know what? And we're not anyone who thinks what we just said was using it as an excuse. No, no, no. That happens. No. That's just baseball. Now, granted, they did have like two injuries or whatever, but you want to bring the weather into this? I think Boone did that. Come on, man. Because look what our fucking boy Clark Schmidt did in relief. Clark Schmidt won them that game, and he got the belt too afterwards.
Six Ks.
Clark Schmidt, fucking good for our man. Like that guy, and maybe one day he will be put in a situation that isn't the worst possible situation in the world, because it seems like he's never coming in the good spots, whether he's coming in relief of someone who lasted one inning or he's entering the game with the bases loaded. Like, he just never has it easy.
People don't realize how hard what he did was, because one, a lot of being in the bullpen is mental. Fucking Chapman doesn't get ready till the sixth inning. Like, he doesn't have to be ready, think about anything till the sixth inning, just to start his mechanics, all that shit. Clark knows he's like the long relief guy, but when you have Gerrit Cole in the game against fucking the Tigers, you have the day off as Clark Schmidt. That's technically what it is in your head.
Obviously, but not anymore. Now it's flipped to the point where like everyone's got to be on alert.
Yeah, be on right. But Clark came in the worst situation, bases loaded, two outs. Like, fuck that. And he came in, struck him out, and then didn't stop there. He got out of tough situations. He struck out Miggy. He also hit Miggy. Like, it was funny. They asked him, like, I'm just glad he's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like what he did. That's what our bullpen is. He's a starting pitcher, Clark Schmidt, 1,000% starting pitcher. But he came in and fucking shut it down, which was awesome.
First career win, 3 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 Ks. His stuff was good. His stuff was really good.
His curveball was disgusting.
And you know what? I'm happy that they didn't send him down, because the Yankees sometimes do that if they bring in a pitcher like that and he gives them length, and they'll send him down to bring a guy up who, you know, so they're not overstrapped, but maybe because they have the extended rosters in the moment, they can afford to keep him. I'm happy he's still there, because in the past, like, that's something they would do. He's earned that. Like, that was a big moment for him. That was his official, because, you know, we talk ad nauseum about Clark. We love Clark. We know what he can become, and he's friendly with us. If you're friendly with us, we're going to back you up as much as we can. It's nice to see that we're not as stupid as we look, because Clark and King have really, like, shown, like, they belong here, you know?
Yeah, no, 1,000%. And I think Clark needed that, too, where it's like, he had a great spring. He's also had a lot of hype around him for a while. Mm-hmm. And he's been in shitty situations and injuries have fucked him too. And so, kind of disappointed, but I think he just needs, that just like helps your mental as well.
It gives him confidence too. He's going to be
confident. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Gives you confidence. Like, he had a little swagger when he was walking off the mound and shit too. It was funny.
He's got a nice little K-stra. I like
that. Yeah,
I like,
he does. Like, he does.
And you know what the answer, too, you know what the answer.
More nervous to give the speech about the belt than actually pitch.
Next time we talk to him, we got to ask him what he said. He probably blacked out in the moment. I would say the dumbest thing. I would, like, I don't know what I would say in that moment. Like, being him, the rookie, the young guy. You know what the answer that I'm figuring out here about Cole is, right?
What?
He's got to come on the podcast.
Yeah, that's just what you have to do. It's either he's going to do well or get traded.
Garrett, we're going to be the guys that, like, tell you, we're going to give you the confidence. We're going to reset your brain. But having a 5-minute conversation with stupid on the other end of this, you're going to completely just erase everything in his head.
Yeah, he'll feel better about himself.
He'll be like, wow, at least I'm not Marty. Like, things are going to be okay. I think this is the plan.
Things could be a lot worse. I could be that guy.
I could have a whole lot less of money and look like you.
Yeah. So,
good. All right. This is the plan for Garrett. All right. He'll be okay. So we talked about, oh, by the way, I mean, very clearly, starting rotation, we do a trust tree. He's dead last at the moment. That's crazy to me, though. Cole.
Yeah.
Dead last. Maybe Clark's ahead of him. Clark might be ahead of him.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Nuts.
Joey Gallo.
Bad.
I don't know what to do.
There's nothing else to say, Hubs. And I've defended him the longest. Me and you have. We finally don't have the Joey Gallo hater on the podcast at the moment. We can talk rationally.
Yeah.
Rationally, it's bad. It's not good at all.
I know he got the hit in the 9th. Nobody on, whatever. Maybe that unlocks something, but probably not. He did go the opposite way. Maybe do that more. Yeah, bats are really.
It's seven. We're 13 games in. I give him till 30 till I really turn on.
The at bats are really bad.
I know.
I mean, his slash right now is a 121 on base. No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Hold on. I think he's up a little higher. His slash is a 135 batting average, a 256 on base, and a 135 slugging. He has zero home runs and zero RBIs, 13 games into the season. And I made this point during the game as well, where some people are going to throw like defensive metrics at me, even though defensive metrics, like they change every year. Who cares about which one? No one actually knows how to like sabermetrically grade defense. If you look at what I understand, he's got two gold gloves. But if you look at what Joey Gallo has done in pinstripes as a fielder, you don't like when he came over and I'm at hand up. I didn't watch every Texas Rangers game he played in, but you heard, hey, what are the things about Joey Gallo? He walks a ton. He hits a fuck ton of home runs. He's a low batting average and he's a very elite fielder. He's got a cannon for an arm, all this. He has moments where he's good. Like he had a diving catch against the Braves last year. He threw out a guy the other day at second base. He's got a cannon, but there's also way too many like misplays. And like, he takes weird routes to balls. He plays the wall odd. He's had those drops last year. He had a throw in this series that was nowhere close to throw. It was a play at the plate. He threw it to like the pitcher by accident. I understand he's a solid fielder, but from what I was told I was getting with Joey Gallo fielder, it's like nowhere close. And is it because he was mainly in right in Texas? But if you're an athletic corner outfielder, you should be able to play both. It's weird. And then the hitting is abysmal. It's really bad to the point where like every person on Twitter essentially wants him traded. Like you have to cut ties with him, like, and just get a low level prospect to move on because this is bad for both sides. I don't necessarily disagree. I don't think Brian Cashman hung on to way too many people for too long for him to trade Joey Gallo this early into the season. That's not happening in my mind.
Exactly.
So don't stop wishing for that. Just hope he starts getting hot. But Gallo said this. He's at least honest where he said, like, I am not playing to the level where I should be getting every day at bats. At least he's honest. Again, like Cole does like 10% for me and nothing else. Like, you got to just produce. He's so lost. His approach is terrible. He had an at-bat on Wednesday where he took a 3-1 fastball and a 3-2 fastball right down the middle for strike three. I don't know.
And like you said, like, you just start. I think we're stuck with him no matter what. Like you said, we've held on to
just for this year, thank God. But
yeah, we're stuck on this year. He's going to be in the lineup a lot. It's like, it sucks because you see his name, you're like, oh, fuck, that really makes this lineup great. But then once you really watch the Yankees, his at-bats aren't even fucking close. It's not even like he's hitting the ball so hard. It's just like, it's not good. I don't even know what to say anymore.
It shouldn't be a stunning surprise if a player gets a hit of his caliber. And it just is if you're watching a Yankees game. You see him coming up and you're like, okay, we basically have an outer in the line. Yeah. Like, this is not great.
And it shouldn't be, especially.
I'm going to say something, and this is hard for me to say. I play Brett Gardner, no problem over him every day.
Okay, you guys said this. Oh my God.
You know what you're getting as a good fielder. He's going to make the right play. He's at least going to put the bat to the fucking ball, and he brings a little speed.
Where I draw the line. You guys are fucking nuts.
That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is.
First of all, Brett Gardner is a liability on a tag up from home. He can't throw the ball for fucking shit.
At least it's accurate.
Oh, stop it.
Listen, don't twist my words. I'm not advocating to sign Brett Gardner. I'm just saying.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'll tell you right now.
Noah speak. What did he just say?
He made it sound as though you implying that you'd rather have
Gardner. Yeah, I would. I'm going to tell you exactly who I want. I would rather, if you gave me two options, play Brett Gardner at the moment. What I want them to do
You want to trade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to trade for Andrew Benintendi.
Is Gallo? Are they going to trade Gallo?
No, fuck no. The Royals would have to be drugged.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to get Benintendi.
I would go and trade for Andrew Benintendi.
Why don't
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what his numbers are at the moment, but I just know I know the Royals would give him up. Like, he's a guy you can go get. I'm sure they're fuck me. He's hitting 371 with a 436. Imagine we had a fucking left fielder right now hitting 371 with a 436 OBP.
Why don't you take a flyer on Conforto?
He's such a high strikeout guy. I know, and I don't know what, like, kind of there's a reason he's not on a team right now.
That is a weird thing where he was like everyone was kind of like thinking they wanted him, and all of a sudden no one even is even.
Dude, he was offered $100 million extension. Now he's not on a team.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who offered him a contract yesterday? It was like some fucking team that, like, your stupid independent league played.
The Long Island Ducks did. Yeah.
Yeah. The Long Island, right? Aren't they in the same conference or whatever?
Long Island Ducks is like one of the same things. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, $100 million to that is tough. I would go, I mean, it's not great that he's already hitting 371. That price tag goes up, but that's the guy I would go and get. That would make me feel. I mean, they're not going to, because they're going to play Joey Gallo, and I know Cashman. He's not going to write his wrong, but that's the move to make at the moment. If you care about this fucking team and you want to improve the offense, go get Andrew Benintendi. That's the fucking move.
That's logical, though. We're not doing logical things here.
What is his contract? Is it even he's a free agent end of the year, too. It's such a no-brainer.
They're not going to fucking do anything.
They're not, but that's the move. A few of the things here. Severino was great on Wednesday, I thought. Great in the sense that he didn't really have his best stuff. He kind of, like, labored.
That's what I was going to say.
But he was strong to end. He was really strong to end that start. Seeing him get through the lineup a few times was nice. It was a very nice outing for him. Five innings. You would prefer him to go a little deeper. It's still early in the year. But through three starts, we're looking at a 2.08 ERA. His stuff is playing up. You know, he gave him seven hits, whatever, but and not a whole ton of strikeouts. They came towards the end. But it was nice to see him be strong at the end of the start. So, yes.
No, I love nice. – I'm like – it's like Nestor Cortez, then Sebi on my list. Like, I love Sebi right now.
It's nice to see. Chad Green fucked over his win. And remember I told you about the official score? Chad Green gets the win despite fucking over Severino's win. He, like, stole Severino's win, essentially.
No one should get the win, Hubs.
No. Then I'd retroactively give it to Sebi or Clay Holmes, because obvious reasons I want Clay Holmes to have wins. By the way – as bad as I looked in our prediction thing to start the year, IKF has a ton of hits all of a sudden. Clay Holmes is tied, I think, for the lead in wins. Everyone's got like one.
DJ was definitely going to win that one.
Which one?
The hits.
Why can't it be IKF?
I think DJ's going to win it.
At the current moment, Judge is the leader with 12 with DJ, and Falefa's got 11.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm right there. As crazy of a pick as it looked, I'm right there. Yeah. Who'd Schmacko have? Did he have Judge?
Yeah.
Oh, so look at us, by the way.
Hell yeah.
We don't know baseball. Look at us.
You can cut this. I can go a little longer than 5:30.
Oh, okay. How much longer? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, because I think I can actually get us done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't need to cut it. We're just talking. Marty has to go, but like we have an extra little time. So that's a little behind the scenes you're looking here. Okay, but yeah, so we're not so bad there. Okay. How about some good, you ready for some good news?
Sure.
All the Yankees got vaccinated.
Yes, I saw that.
Beautiful.
I also got yelled at on Pick Central because I was like, because we literally made like a joke being like, what an advantage it is for the Blue Jays because, yes. Like, the Red
Sox. No, it's not a joke. It's absolutely an advantage.
No, I know. No, and I said it. It was a quick one. I was like, oh, the Red Sox have, like, four guys that can't go.
Yeah.
And, like, a bunch. And the guy, Blue Jays fan 17948 came at me and was like, oh, what, Marty, what about when they had to play in fucking Buffalo? It's like, we're talking about this year, you schmucko. And it's like, Buffalo is probably nicer anyway. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Also,
but it,
like,
is an advantage.
I hated when they played in Buffalo. Those games were just gross. It's so much better when you're playing in the Rogers Center with that crowd. It's just like a better.
It felt like a minor league game.
100%. And they were playing in a minor league stadium, so that makes sense. But
can we go to a Hudson Valley game this year?
Yeah, we'll go see Dominguez when he gets there.
Yeah.
He's not there yet. When he gets called up there, we'll go for sure. No, but that's good. I didn't Judge and Rizzo, like, those were the two suspected, and yeah, you know, we knew for sure Judge and Rizzo, but they all got it.
That's all.
Now,
that's
could
all
that
for,
is
you know?
It crazy to suspect that maybe that's why Judge is off to a slow start?
He's, yeah, I'm, hey, I was shivering in 90-degree weather when I got mine, so he's probably fucked up a little bit.
Dude, I mean, where is the power? What's, if you want to get, like, if Cashman, if they got back to the negotiating table at the very moment, like, Cashman's number gets lower.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there hasn't been many home runs after, since the Rizzo and
home runs are down across the entire league.
Isn't unders like crazy right now?
They've also, you know what my buddy's been doing? Red Sox to lose every day and the Yankees under hits every day. Parlay
Red
those
Sox.
Two automatic
Red
victories.
Sox suck.
Yeah, they lost again today.
They lost again today?
Yeah. It's like, but I want to be happy, but like, you can't.
I know, we can't be happy. But the thing is, the East right now isn't like.
No. Honestly, who made this point? White Sox Dave last night made the point. The whole American League has been very blah to start. No one's like.
The White Sox look like dog shit.
The White Sox make an error every inning. It's insane.
Yeah, they have no defense.
What was I
my
just def-
my? I'm telling you, my prediction is going to work in the West.
Wait, let's talk about this from a gambling perspective real quick. The last time a Yankees over hit was 8 days ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On the year, two games have gone over for the Yankees. I think it's 2-10-1. I believe they pushed on Wednesday. I think the number was 8. Other than that, I think we're looking at, they're 2-10-1. Against the spread with the over, like the over is 2-10-1. That's crazy.
You know what? It's not the same sport, but the Hawks being 0-41 against the spread when they lose is actually one of the craziest stats I've ever heard.
Nearly impossible.
So hard to do.
It's so impossible.
And 0-41?
Crazy. Absolutely nuts. What else do we have here? Oh, I meant to bring this up with Gallo. So how do you fix Joey Gallo, right? Because we talk about how to fix Cole. He comes on the podcast. It's pretty clear that he's got to give up 13, right?
Yeah, I think he has to. You got to change something up. He's got to literally, like that would make me literally think, like, all right, I know I'm fucking up. Just saying I'm fucking up doesn't really matter. Like, if he goes, I just give me any fucking number. Let me just figure it out.
Like, I made the joke on Twitter today of like, you know how Gary, when he was struggling, he would go out to lunch with J-Rod, with A-Rod and J-Lo, whatever. So it's like, he should go out with A-Rod. A-Rod's not going to accept the lunch invitation from a guy that took his number. So you got to give up the number, show that you admitted that was a bad idea. Then you go out to lunch with A-Rod and you start hitting again.
If he went to lunch with A-Rod and was like, hey, you're the only 13 here. I can't do it. Give me, and A-Rod like picks his number. He hits at least 260.
Juju through the roof.
The sad thing is, like, I'll be okay with 260.
If he hit 260, I'd cum myself.
Sad.
If he hit 260, that would be, and the way he hit barrels the ball, we're talking an MVP. Like, not even kidding you. Like, the numbers he would put up in that sense, but that's not, we're bordering the point of, like, he might be below 100 by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, we're hoping he just gets to 200.
It almost seems like a miracle he'll get to 200.
It's fucking crazy, man.
It's not good. It's not good. Something that is good, Barstool Ballpark got announced. We're good to go there. Our first game is going to be May 21st against the Chicago White Sox. It's a 1 o'clock Saturday game. you're gonna have a little hair of the dog on you from Friday night or whatever. Get to the ballpark a little early. Those things are fun. If you ever got into them, I've tweeted out the link. If you need the link, DM me. I'll send it to you, no problem. But we get about 90 minutes in like the MasterCard batter's eye in center field before the game, where it's unlimited food, unlimited beer for 90 minutes. So you stuff your faces, you get drunk, you watch a little Yankees baseball. Hopefully they score runs. With the White Sox in May, Cubs are in June, Red Sox in July.
I think the
Cubs and Red Sox games are at 7 o'clock. So those are really nice. Like, you get to the stadium no problem at like 4 or whatever. Drink, it's great. Fantastic. So if you need the link for that, DM me if you haven't seen it already. But they're a great time. We'll be there. And we'll have a blast. So check those out. Other stuff. The Yankees letter thing is being released. Enough with this. Who cares?
It's
in 2015.
Give it up.
No joke. I'm like not even. I'm honestly sick and tired. I don't know. I actually don't know why the Yankees went through all this trouble to try and stop him from getting released, because all it's going to show you is that they did all this, did whatever it was before baseball enforced any of the rules, which is why they came down on the Red Sox and Astros, because the rules were there and they broke them. The Yankees didn't break any rules. They relayed signs to second base, probably. That seems like what's in there. I would imagine most teams are doing something like that, and then MLB put a stop to it, and then the Yankees stopped doing it. Not great, but it's nothing close to what the Astros did. And I think also what matters is they didn't do anything when like the bases were empty. That's like really fucked up. So
yeah,
they didn't do that. Whatever. People are going to clown the Yankees for it. You know what happened in 2015? You want to fire Brian Cashman? Go for it. Go ahead. I won't stop you. You want to make Hal sell the team? I won't stop you. So that's my comment on that. Well, I just don't know why the Yankees went through all this fucking trouble. I really don't think it's going to be much. I could be wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. I agree. I think it was stupid to go through all that and not let it come out. Like, I don't think anything that bad. I also think that the MLB needs to stop being pussies and decide on what they want to do with Trevor Bauer. They just extended his administrative leave again. So that's just, to me, that's just like, hey, let's keep extending the leave and hopefully people forget and we'll just let him play soon. Or you just gotta decide. You can't do that again.
I know we're very against Trevor Bauer, but like just in general, even before all this, we just didn't like the guy.
Oh, yeah, well, I've always been.
But when you've got a guy like Marcelo Ozuna playing for the Braves right now, after the video that came out of what he did, and he's just playing right now, and then Bauer, who seemingly was, I don't wanna say vindicated, because he it's proven he's a weird guy and all that, but criminally, they couldn't find anything. They couldn't get a restraining order against him. And he's like getting, I don't get it. And now even know if the Dodgers want him back. I don't know all that, but this seems weird because the text messages from that woman kind of showed that she was kind of out to get him and try, like,
but that's the thing.
Says weird.
It doesn't even fucking matter because the court says not guilty. Doesn't mean we don't know what happened. I'm not saying anything against the girl. I'm sure it was probably some weird fucking sex and it was probably a cross line, whatever it is. But like you said, Ozuna's playing. You have fucking Kareem Hunt who's playing in the NFL. You have people that have beaten women and shit. It's like, you got to make it like it's, and that's, they should never be able to play a sport ever again. They should be in jail forever, to be honest. But I just don't get what they're doing by extending it.
It's very, very bizarre. I know he's in court trying to get, a defamation and all that, but bizarre with like how it's unfolded.
What's his name? Deshaun Watson right now.
Right.
18 girls go against him and he got not guilty and he signed a new team. Everyone's excited.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I don't really think we have much other Yankee stuff here. Someone wanted to talk to us about Andrew Haney because he was off to a good start, but then he just sprained his shoulder or whatever, so he's on the IL. So, but he struck out everybody with fucking Dodgers.
He's the best pitcher of all time.
But he's hurt, so I don't
know. No, that's even better for him.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. He could just keep the ERA, right?
He can keep the ERA for a while. Like, oh, can't wait until Haney comes back, and then they'll realize they fucked up.
Yeah. Did you see the Luke Voit shit?
Yeah, I saw that. I feel like we – I think his home plate just a weird thing. What you think
he did nothing wrong?
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought he did nothing wrong. I think it was just like, and also, hey fam, you fucking loser.
He's a loser.
You want to meet up with Luke Voigt at an MMA gym and fight? Go ahead. I would pay to see you get the shit kicked out of you. But so if I could choose one person to leave off the MLB, would be Luke Voigt. Like, what are you doing, dude? You're a loser.
He now that people are like, oh, Tommy Pham does MMA and he's a whatever belt. Do you see what Luke Voigt looks like?
You're such a legend.
You ever see Luke Voigt with the fucking hammer hitting the tire? You want to go against that guy?
He didn't mean to do anything wrong. It's a bang bang play at home, and it's just stupid.
Dude, he's 6'3", like 250, running from first to home. He has no control over his body of where he's gonna put like his arms when he's sliding home. He probably blacked out in the moment, to be honest with you. People thought he, like, purposely put his hands down. Like, come on, man. It's a fucking slide.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I think it's stupid.
You also could see the moment he does it. He looks at him. He feels bad. He's like, are you all good? Like,
yeah.
He's immediately like,
if he wanted to hurt him, he would have hurt him.
Yeah. Also, I will say, and we talk about this with anytime we have a catcher on, but like, when MLB took barreling the catcher out of the sport, that hurt the sport. That was a fun. Waking up as a kid and seeing that someone got trucked. And like held on to the ball, like that Pudge Rodriguez play or whatever, and the where he holds on the ball. That's an electric moment. Like they
everyone
just
always calls like baseball like a pussy sport. That was the only thing we had left.
That was it.
Set.
And now we got brawls where the pitcher will jog out from the bullpen and just stare at somebody.
There's nothing better than when there's a brawl and then like 20 minutes later the bullpen gets there. Like, ah, shit, it's over.
It's over. Ah, oh, we gotta go back. No problem. God. Okay, I think that's pretty much everything. Oh, a Jeannie Bouchard update. Remember I told you about this yesterday? She followed me on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And she only follows like 125 people. So like, so the quick background here.
You get a hall pass?
No. Jeannie went on part of my take. No. Jeannie went on part of my take. Obviously, I'm a big tennis guy. PFT and Big Cat essentially pitched Jeannie Bouchard to go on a date with me, and she was pretty like down, it seemed like. She's like, let's give Hubs a shot or something. And then she followed me on Twitter last night. So I think I'm being stalked by Jeannie Bouchard.
It's actually very funny.
Lauren's not happy.
I wouldn't be either.
Lauren also, yeah, she's under the weather. She's got a birthday coming up this weekend. There's a lot going on. I don't need Jeannie
Bouchard. Bad time for that to happen. You know?
I don't need Jeannie Bouchard to butt in here. Imagine I just go out to a bar and she like stalks me as much.
It's almost worse that like you didn't even do it, you know?
No, I didn't say a thing.
Yeah, it's even worse.
You know what it's weird about the Twitter? It's like I didn't even tweet anything yesterday about it. Like I didn't tweet the clip and all that. And
oh, if you didn't have a girlfriend, you would have been flying.
I'm not gonna say a word. I'm a very devoted boyfriend.
You are. I'll give you that.
I will say this weekend. So it's Lauren's birthday. I've got a few things. We had a few things planned last year for her birthday. We went on a dinner cruise, and that was famously, I think Garrett Cole battled Shane Bieber and like tossed like an 8 shutout, like gem or whatever. Now they play the Guardians again, same thing. Something's going to happen where they're going to bother me. I don't need to be bothered this weekend. So Yankees, leave me alone. Just score a bunch of runs and blow out teams so Eric can just be a good boyfriend this weekend. I'm just begging you. That's all I'm asking for.
Speaking of birthday presents, you see this sucker?
What is that?
Look at this. It's a vending machine.
What's the point in that?
It's sick.
Wait, is that a freezer too?
Yeah, it's a fridge.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a holder. That's cool that it's a fridge. Okay.
No, it's a real fridge. That Coke, that cola I just had was freezing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know about you. How do you prefer your Coca-Cola? I love a good fountain soda.
I love a good fountain soda as well. But, I mean, if I'm home and I like putting it on ice.
But how would you rank it? I go fountain soda. Then I go can.
Fountain soda.
Can and then bottle. I think bottle is the worst. Like a plastic bottle.
That, yeah, plastic bottles doesn't even taste like Coke.
The glass bottle
is the best.
Glass bottle is different. But I feel like that's too uncommon to rank. So,
yeah.
Let me tell you real quick all the things wrong in my apartment. My floor still hasn't been fixed. Dishwasher is now broken. Did you see my Instagram story, the leak we had in the ceiling?
Yes.
So that's a problem. That's bad news. And our AC doesn't work. Four things wrong in my apartment. And they just fixed our microwave broke too. They fixed that, thank God. I have four current problems in my apartment. Disaster.
And you're still going to pay full price.
Well, no, we're waiting for everything to get fixed and then we will attack. I think we're going to get some good discounts.
You'll attack and probably get nothing.
I'm going to let my roommate attack, not me. I'm going to let him handle everything. All right, that's the show. We got the Guardians this weekend. You'll hear back from us. It's going to be later on Sunday, even though it's a day game because we got a little scheduling conflicts, whatever. But you'll hear from us. Pinstripes will be awarded. Pinstripes will certainly be taken away. I don't know. We don't even know Tommy's thoughts in the moment, but I can't wait. A lot's going to happen. Stay safe out there. Have a good time. Enjoy Miggy's 3,000th hit when it comes out on Friday, Detroit. Yeah. I know you're listening. Pussies. Have a good time. Have a great time. You deserve it. We did this for you. Credit to us. That's a Short Porch. We'll see you back here next time. Later.
Well, this is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch, byproduct of Barstool Sports.